Hi, I'm Jimmy Gownley, and I'm a cartoonist. And me and my cartoonist pals,
Harold Buchholz
and Michael Cohen,
are reading all 17,897 Peanuts comic strips by Charles M. Schulz.
And we'll be discussing them on our new podcast called Unpacking Peanuts.
And we'd love for you to read along with us.
Beginning March 15th, 2022, Michael, Harold, and I are reading a year's worth of Peanuts strips every week, starting at the beginning.
We're charting first appearances of the characters and picking our favorite strips.
The flights of fancy, and even the flubs, including ours.
Mostly ours.
So, go to unpackingpeanuts.com and sign up for the Great Peanuts Reread, and then join us every Tuesday for a new episode as we go year by year through Schulz's masterpiece.
And best of all, every Peanuts strip is available for free on gocomics.com.
So you have no excuse. Besides, what could be more fun than hanging out with friends talking comics?
Nothing I could think of.
So remember, go to unpackingpeanuts.com to sign up for the Great Peanuts Reread, and then join us here March 15th and every Tuesday after that for new episodes of Unpacking Peanuts.
Thanks for listening, everybody, and here's a special sneak preview of an upcoming episode. July 11th. Lucy and Charlie Brown are walking down the sidewalk. Lucy says, "Knock, knock." Charlie Brown says, "Who's there?" Lucy is brought up short. She yells, "Fuzz!" Charlie Brown says, "Huh?" Lucy points to a little speck on the sidewalk. "Fuzz! There's a piece of fuzz on the sidewalk!" "Oh, good grief," says Charlie Brown. Lucy says, "I'm scared of fuzz. Brush it away, Charlie Brown, brush it away." Charlie Brown kneels over to brush away the fuzz. "That's the silliest thing I've ever heard. Fuzz. Good grief." Lucy yells, "Brush it away, brush it away." Charlie Brown is knocked back in surprise. "Ack, it moved. It's a bug," he says. "It's a piece of fuzz," says Lucy. They turn around. "Let's go back the way we came." Lucy says, "We can walk clear around the block someday when we're older." Fuzz. Brr.
Whoa. This strip was really influential in my life. It changed my life completely.
So how old are you when you're reading this, when you would have read this, Michael?
Well, it would have probably been the reprint book, so maybe it was 56 or something.
So
what, I might have been six.
About six, yeah. Doesn't this like reflect yeah. actual childhood trauma? I mean, this just resonates.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's so great. It's so funny. And there's no traditional punchline. The punchline is the least interesting part of the whole strip, but them just sitting there screaming, "It's a bug, it's a bug, it's a piece of fuzz." I don't know. This has to be the 150th time I've seen this. It always makes me laugh.
It's great. And I do love the end, even though it's maybe not funny, just that there's strategies to go around the other side of the block to avoid the fuzz. I think it's very satisfying.
Oh, it's a satisfying ending. I just think it's funny all the way through that he doesn't have to put a killer punchline in the last panel because the whole strip is funny.
Yeah, definitely.
It's drawn funny. The idea is funny and quirky. The dialogue is funny. It's really, really good.
And that burr that Lucy adds at the end is that's classic. Also, Little Orphan Annie. Burr. Some horrific thing is happening. A chilling thing is happening. It's always burr.
She uses, Schulz uses italicized lettering for Lucy in the first panel on the third tier, which is really weird. He doesn't do that very often. Gives it extra urgency and a little bit of an extra unhinged quality, which I personally like.
Yeah. And I still love his open lettering that he's using throughout this period. And certainly for Sundays he used for years. But these, they kind of like the thin ones, when he's going, "Ack," really thin line. It just looks cool.
Well, it's beautiful. And it also, one of the things that interests me in lettering, which I harp on because it's one of my favorite things to do actually as a cartoonist, is that as much as it conveys sound, which obviously it has to and conveys story, it also is a really neat design thing. You know, this comic strip looks better because of the placement of the lettering, because of the quality of the lettering. It just adds a really nice life and design element to it. It looks great.
It does, you know, and I see in your Amelia Rules graphic novel series and in your Scholastic ones, like the Dumbest Idea Ever, you know, you're constantly building the, I see that Schultz influence where you're building this, a page, and lettering is the art, and art is lettering. They kind of merge the way Schultz does, and it's just really gorgeous.
Thanks. I mean, yeah, I mean, his example is just the high water mark in basically everything. I would also say that I think at this point it's safe to assume he is using that traditional Esterbrook pen, which I should have the number right off the top of my head.
Why don't you Google it, you blockhead?
But you know what? I will give Harold permission to Google this if he wants to, because this drawing is like super, super facile, and it just looks great. I think at this point he's well into using that pen.
Yeah. What is that magic number he used? Esterbrook he used. Esterbrook has done a whole article on him. Yeah. It's the 914 nib. There you go. The radio 914 nib.
The radio 914.
And it's they actually have an article on it at the esterbrookpens.com website about Peanuts and Charles Schultz, although they misspelled Schultz's name with a T.
The T. Oh, that's bad. Well, that's okay because I pronounced their company name Easterbrook, so we got them back. Take that, the man. Big pens. Anybody who is a cartoonist out there who wants to, they should try to find one of those nibs online and experiment with it. It's really fun.
So there you have it. If that's your kind of thing, join us back here on March 15th, and we'll start from October 2nd, 1950. Hope to see you soon.
Unpacking Peanuts is copyright Jimmy Gownley, Michael Cohen, and Harold Buchholz. Produced by Liz Sumner. Music by Michael Cohen. Additional voiceover by Aziza Shakrala Clark. For more from the show, follow Unpack Peanuts on Instagram and Twitter. For more about Jimmy, Michael, and Harold, visit unpackingpeanuts.com. Have a wonderful day, and thanks for listening.
You blockhead!